This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And I am darn excited because we are looking forward to the new year and all the wonderful travel ideas that Ted has. He's going to share with us. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to the last couple of weeks.
Well, I've been working. On planning trips for folks in 2023 and 2024. And I also had a chance to go to a conference in Florida for a week. It was a conference called Cruise World. So I got to learn a little bit more about cruising and had a chance to meet with the CEOs of some of the major cruise lines. And it was just a really good conference. I learned a lot. And it was nice to get away someplace warmer where you could go outside and just dip in the pool without having to bundle up in the snow.
Absolutely. When you say that you learned about cruises, that's shocking to me because you know more about cruises than anybody I know.
Well, there's always a lot to learn. There's always something new. There are new cruise lines being launched, new ships, new destinations, new programs. So yeah, it was a great conference.
Does it feel good in the cruise world? Are things pretty much back to normal?
Yeah, things are pretty much back to normal. The cruise lines are, you know, really aggressive in their growth plans. And so they are really eager to bring in people who have never cruised before. And so they've built some great new ships that are geared towards families, great new ships that are geared towards foodies, great new ships that are geared towards adventurers, great new ships that are geared towards, you know, just people who want to have a nice, relaxing vacation and be pampered. So there's a lot of new inventory in the marketplace, and it's really neat to see.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I've learned from you is the different cruise companies really do each specialize in a certain set of parameters that fulfill the needs of a certain set
certain
of
kind
people.
Of travelers. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I sort of understood that, but man, there are so many different subsets.
There are. I mean, there are probably about 40 different cruise brands out there. And some of them are big. Some of them are household names that you see on TV. But the neat thing is there are a lot of small little operators out there who do some really unique things, and they can be really nimble on their feet. So if the market changes or the demand in the market changes, they can respond. And so one of the things that's happening is that there are a lot more ships cruising to Antarctica, of all places, because people want to get that checked off their bucket list. And Alaska as well. So the neat thing about a cruise is you can move the ship pretty easily. You know, it's pretty easy to move a ship. It's a lot harder to move a resort.
So true. So the whole Antarctica thing, that is rather new, isn't it? I mean,
you've been actually able to cruise there since the late 1970s.
Okay.
So it's been out there, but they used to kind of be sort of glorified icebreakers. And you weren't quite bunking with the crew, but it was pretty close. And so now there are a lot of ships that are really purpose-built for those Antarctic waters. They have hulls that are thickened against the ice, so no worries about a Titanic happening again. And they've also really upped their game in terms of what they can do for you once you get there.
The whole adventure piece of it.
So they have Zodiacs, which are motorboats that can take you ashore, and you pull up on the shore just like you'd pull up on a sandbar here on the Mississippi, but instead of being surrounded by catfish and crows, you're surrounded by penguins and whales. So they got the Zodiacs, but they have submarines.
What?
They have helicopters. You can actually camp on the Antarctic continent. I mean, it is crazy what you can do these days.
So,
and all in comfort.
Seriously?
Oh, yes. I know. It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing. When I think about Antarctica, I don't really know much about it. Who lives there?
No one.
What about Santa?
No, Santa's from the North Pole.
Oh, that's
right.
This
is the South Pole.
Oh, the South Pole. Okay.
Yeah, so there are more penguins than people. And it's a destination that actually people go to in the winter here. So the cruising season is November through March because that's winter That summer in the southern hemisphere, so it's quite nice. Well, relatively pleasant down there by Antarctic standards. Whereas if you went down there in our summer, it would be really, really cold and windy.
So no hotels, though?
No hotels. The only way to get there is by ship. There are a few options where you can fly down and then join a cruise there. You can actually fly and land on the continent itself, but the only way to visit is by ship. I would do it.
You would.
I would.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that's on your list in the next year or so.
Yeah, maybe 2 years.
Okay.
We'll see, maybe 2 years. It's a big undertaking for people. I mean, it's one of those vacations
that
really,
right?
It's a long flight. Yeah, it's really one of those that, you know, really does kind of qualify as a bucket list trip for a lot of people. But, you know, if you've been to Alaska, if you like wildlife, nature, learning about nature, if you've always dreamed about seeing penguins in person or seeing the whales,
go to a zoo.
There you go. Well, you could go to a zoo, but they're a little neater in their natural environment.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Did you ever see the movie March of the Penguins?
Probably.
One of my favorite movies of all time. It was just a story about penguins.
Well, the one thing about penguins is that they're very, very noisy. So you'll often hear them before you see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of stink. So you'll smell them before you see them. But they're pretty cool, I've heard.
Yeah, really cool. And they're very loyal. They mate for life.
So you might take a penguin back home in your suitcase.
I don't know about that. But they're very, and they're dedicated.
They do, they mate for life. Yeah, that's right.
Dedicated parents.
Yeah, and there are a lot of different species of penguins. And so depending on where you go in Antarctica, you can actually see different types of penguins. So it's kind of like a safari, almost, just in a cold polar region.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what else did you learn at your conference?
Well, the other interesting thing is that one of the things that we always talk about in the travel industry is this term called the booking window. And the booking window is basically, when do people book their trips?
And when do they?
And it can really vary. It can really vary depending on what it is and where you're going. But with COVID and all the stuff that happened over the last 2 years, all of our traditional booking windows kind of got thrown out the window. So some people were planning trips really far in advance, much further in advance than normal, and other people would plan them on really, really short notice. And in fact, this year, 2022, was a lot of really short notice trips.
And why was that, do you think?
Because of all the uncertainty.
Oh,
you know, people didn't want to plan a trip and then have it not be able to.
But then all of a sudden they wanted to go.
Everybody wanted to go. And now it's all of a sudden they could go, and they could go with a very high degree of confidence. And so what we're seeing now is the booking windows are kind of getting back to normal on the one hand. You know, there was a statistic I heard that over 50% of people have already planned their summer 2023 trips. You know, and this was in October of this year. But people are planning more trips further into the future. And that's true for me. You know, I have people who have 5 or 6 trips booked. And the only reason we don't have trip number 7 booked is because the inventory isn't available for sale yet. And that's different. You know, a lot of times people might have one trip planned and maybe thinking about another trip, but people are really planning into the future. And we've talked before, you know, about how the early bird definitely gets the worm. And so these folks who have trips booked in 2024, they've got the worm. So if you wait until 6 months beforehand, the worm's going to be gone.
And don't you think that people look back on the last couple of years and think, oh, I missed a whole year and a half or 2 years of travel opportunities?
Yes.
So they're trying to make up for lost time.
People are trying to make up for lost time. And I think everybody realizes that, you know, money is an important aspect of planning travel, but so is our own time. And none of us has unlimited time here. And so that was another statistic that came up, that, you know, 70% of the people in this survey that was done by American Express wanted to or would like to visit a destination on their bucket list in 2023. You know, and going to the Wisconsin Dells, probably not on most people's bucket list. You know, we're talking about places like Antarctica or Europe or Tahiti or Southeast Asia. And I understand that too. You know, I made it a point. I turn 50 next year. I'm going to check 2 things off my bucket list. And I'm excited about that. And I think a lot of people are in that boat as well. And, you know, none of us will ever check off our entire bucket list, but it's nice to feel like we have a start on it. So that's something that I'm definitely seeing. And people really are prioritizing those trips much higher, I think, than they were 3 or 4 years ago.
And don't you think that comes out of the pandemic as well, where you realize
I think it does.
What's important.
Yep. You realize what's important, and you realize that, you know, maybe this is the opportunity to go, and it may not be there again. You know, one of the neatest places I ever went was St. Petersburg in Russia. We aren't going to be going there for a long, long time. So, you know, take that opportunity when it's there, go there, and, you know, it may not be there the next time you want to go. Or you may not be able to go yourself.
Right. So Russia's just completely out.
Completely out. Yep. Yep, Afghanistan too.
Where else?
Well, a few other places not to go. But yeah, people are really putting those bucket list trips at the top of their priority list. And so when you're planning something like that, it's going to be probably a longer trip than, you know, just a quick weekend getaway or maybe a weekend in the Caribbean in some warm weather. And so that requires more planning from both sides. It requires more planning on the travel side, but it also means we have to free up our calendars so that we can do that. And that was actually the final statistic that I thought was really interesting, was that 90% of the people that were surveyed in the survey that was presented at the conference wish they could take longer trips. And can't you relate?
I totally can relate.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, you know that in this survey, they talked to some people who are retired. And I think there's this misconception that once you retire, your time is your own. And that isn't really the case. You know, you have other pressures for your time. So if you wish your next vacation could be a little longer, you're certainly not alone in wishing that.
And sometimes just to add a couple more days isn't even that expensive because you're already there. Is that correct?
Right. Well, that's very true. And I think, you know, if you're going someplace like Europe or if you're going to Antarctica,
sure,
or maybe going to Alaska, you know, go for 2 weeks instead of for 10 days or go for 10 days instead of a week. The experience is better because you can relax a little bit. You know, you aren't in quite such a hurry to kind of cram everything in, and you'll see more and you'll come back in better shape.
And again, these are all things that you specialize in helping people with. How does that work?
One of the things that I really like to encourage people to think about with travel is think about it a little bit like you think about your investments. And, you know, think about all the planning that you put into your own retirement, whether you're retired or whether you're hopefully going to retire at some point. We put a lot of effort into planning that financial side of things, right? And the reason we do that is so that we have the resources to enjoy that time of our lives. And I really encourage people to think about travel in the same way and to think about planning it and being kind of thoughtful about where you want to go, who you want to go with. And I love to just sit down with people and say, let's pull out a sheet of paper and let's make a list. Let's make a list of the five places you really want to go, the people you really want to go with, and let's just dream for a few minutes. Then we'll turn the paper over, and then we're going to write down all the things we have to work around. Well, you know, graduation and a wedding and holidays and new grandchild and all that stuff that people have to work about. But we can kind of take those two sides of the paper and put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, then we're able to plan several trips in advance, so that you can check off those items that are on your bucket list instead of being, you know, here at the end of the year kind of scratching your nose saying, well, I wonder where I should go in 2023. The people who've had the chance to talk about it and dream about it and have been intentional about it, they're the ones who have those trips planned. And they're the ones who are going to get to go because, you know, travel, like anything, can be paved with some broken dreams. And so the people who don't plan, I think, oftentimes find themselves playing catch up and maybe not enjoying the same experiences that the Joneses across the street got to enjoy.
You mentioned a really interesting statistic that the most desirable rooms or flights are the ones that go first.
Indeed, they do. It's always been true that things have kind of sold from the top downward. But since we've kind of entered this post-COVID stage, even with the, you know, inflation and economic challenges we have, the best stuff sells out really, really, really far in advance. And just to give you an example, Egypt is a place on a lot of people's bucket lists. I'd love to go to Egypt sometime. So I just had some clients book a river cruise and a tour in Egypt in 2024. And we got the only suite that was left on the ship in 2024.
Oh
yeah. Now, there are a few other cabins left, but only a few. So I bet by December 31st, maybe January 31st, that trip is going to be completely full. So then if you want to go at that time of the year, you're going to have to push your trip back to 2025. That's a reality right now. And I think maybe people don't realize it, but I do see that every day. As I look to book trips for folks, the best stuff goes first. And once it's gone, it's gone.
But how early do they open things up for you?
It used to be about 18 months.
Okay.
Now it's about 2.5 years. So we have basically most of 2024 already available to sell. And I've seen some emails in the last couple of weeks of 2025 stuff coming online. That's a change. That's quite a change since COVID. People are really taking that advice to heart and are planning further and further in advance. And I think that's great because you can have all that time to anticipate that trip,
which
is half the fun. And, you know, think of all the books about Egypt you could read and the movies you could watch and all the things you could learn in the time leading up to that. So I think that's a neat thing.
So if we're worried, though, that that's too far out, you would recommend insurance?
A lot of travel companies have very flexible booking conditions.
Okay.
So for these particular folks, they would have put down a deposit, which is usually about 5 to 10% mm-hmm. of the cost of the trip. And in general, that deposit is either 100% refundable or 100% refundable less a small administrative fee until 3 to 4 months before travel. Mm. So in reality, you're actually able to, you know, sort of put a small deposit down, lock in that space. And if circumstances change and that trip doesn't work out, you can cancel it with relatively little or no penalty for quite a long time. So there's a very low risk of financial loss when we look that far into the future.
You know, that's really good to know, because I think that is hard for some people to look that far ahead.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, especially those who shop on the internet, they're used to, you see something, you have to pay for it right now. And that's not how travel works in the real world. You know, you don't have to pay for things necessarily right away.
Okay.
There are a lot of ways that experts know how to limit that initial financial exposure. And that's really important, because, I mean, it is hard
you
to think
that
far ahead. I mean,
you
know, a lot can happen in 2 years. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, you hate to pay all that money and then have to ask for a refund, because those refunds aren't always immediately forthcoming. So it's much better to place a small deposit down and then pay the full amount much, much closer to departure time.
Well, that's an interesting piece I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a little bit of time left. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, the other thing that was really interesting to me is for cruises in particular, how much emphasis is being put on families? And how much of the new cruise inventory, the new ships that are coming online, are really, really geared towards families? And I think, you know, if you were to kind of sit down with a piece of paper and make sort of a side-by-side comparison between what do I get on a new cruise ship sailing in the Caribbean versus what do I get at a resort in Mexico or somewhere else in the Caribbean, you'd really be blown away by what is offered on those cruise ships. You know, there are some that have roller coasters and water slides and all those bells and whistles. But I think where they really excel is that they have a lot of great dining options, super entertainment, and the private island experience, mm-hmm. which is an island somewhere in the Caribbean that the cruise line owns and nobody else gets to go there. These islands are just incredible, what they've done with them and the experience you have on these islands. One of the cruise lines has what they call the perfect day at Coco Cay, and it's really neat. There is stuff there for everyone. And the kids can go to a water park. Mom and dad can actually enjoy an overwater bungalow and just relax. I mean, the options are endless. And I think for people who have looked at cruises in the past and said, eh, you know, maybe it's not right for me or it's not right for my family, blown away. I would look again. I would really look again at what's out there. Look at the value that cruise lines offer. And it's something to think about for a family vacation. Now, the bad news is you probably like it so much you'll go back again and again. But it is really, really neat to see what's available for families. Because when I was a kid and we went on our first cruise back in 1987, it was a different world. And so it's neat to see that. And it's neat to see a new generation of folks who have so many more options than I had when I was a kid.
Oh,
when
I love it.
Came to vacation. So a lot of neat stuff out there in the cruising world.
So how can people get a hold of you, Todd?
Best way to get a hold of me is to give me a call at 651-964-8245. You can visit my website. It's www.tedblanktravel.com. And you can go to my website and sign up for my e-newsletter as well.
Love it. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings. This Travel Show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.